This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House Judiciary Committee has approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, sending President Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House of Representatives next week. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
Unsurprisingly, it was an identical party-line vote on both the abuse of power charge and obstruction of Congress, sending the two charges to the full House with a vote expected next week. Republican Louie Gohmert says the real abuse lies other places.
Perhaps none more so than in the House of Representatives by the majority.
Democrat Pramila Jayapal.
I don't believe that the American people have ever seen a president who is so abusive of his power.
President Trump calls his impeachment crazy, again saying he's done nothing wrong. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and China say they have agreed on the text of the first phase of a trade deal that will avert further tariffs. But as VOA's Steve Herman reports, more levies could remain as leverage for the second phase of negotiations.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods.
That's VOA's Steve Herman at the White House. This is VOA News.